Great
Okay,
one.
Alex, what do you have?
Leonard, thank you very much for sharing the story. We have dozens of questions from the audience. Let me start by kind of grouping them together. Some are around the financials. And, with this week's announcement of a $50 million at the market offering, the NASDAQ, compliance requirements for the stock price, like, could you talk to us about, funding and dilution and how you kind of anticipate everything coming together?
Basically, I mean the let me explain the ATM. So that's a form of financing. Basically, it's a strategic use of our balance sheet. It's something that down the road we anticipate this would occur somewhere down the road with higher valuations and so forth. So it's a prudent way of approaching it. There would be no warrants or anything like that in connection with any of the funds that we would raise. So our goal also, just to address the NASDAQ issue in terms of dollar share price, is to submit a plan to the FDA. We're working very, or not FDA, pardon me, to NASDAQ to make sure that there's nothing adverse that would occur for the companies. So we're very much on top of it at this point.
Okay. All right. So let me ask, we have also several questions along Mino-Lok and
Yeah.
composition patent. Could you talk to us about, the timing of that and what sort of the implications?
Certainly. So the composition patent expired this year, but we also have formulation patents that go out into the mid-30s. But I know I went over it very quickly, but what really is really that's better than patent protection for us at this point is the QIDP status that we have with the FDA. So, what the FDA has done to encourage antibiotic development is that they will award QIDP status to what they term to be breakthrough antibiotics. So, and ours is considered to be in that category. And what that means is that once you get this, you have regulatory protection, which is better than patent protection, for almost a little over 9 years in all likelihood. And that form of protection, basically, there's no generic intrusion. The market is all yours 100%. You can't get jumped by patent jumpers or anything, or those that challenge the patent. So it's a great status for us to have. But we're privileged to have it at this point.
Great, thank you for the context. And so I guess, from the Mino-Lok side, could you talk to us about, commercialization, licensing agreements, timing, and, kind of how that
So
works?
first step is we're in a process of completing assembling all our data and everything to take to the FDA. We'll sit down with the FDA. And we'll have a review of everything, and from that meeting, we'll determine what the next steps are moving ahead. So I can't comment on any timing or anything like that at this point, but to say more or less, to say also that our goal is that we will out-license anything out ex-US outside the United States. We'll be able to do that, I think, readily. There is interest there internationally. And I think what everybody's waiting on is where we stand from the regulatory perspective moving ahead with the FDA. So I would anticipate that any kind of a transaction on that side would include milestone payments and so forth as you normally get with something like that. So all that activity will start once we've completed that meeting with the FDA, which we anticipate will be in the next several months.
Okay. And I know you mentioned that the at the market fundraise is, for future use and, to help you manage cash runway. Could you talk a little bit about how Citius relates to CTOR and sort of the
Sure. So CTOR is a subsidiary that we placed Lymphir, our cancer drug, into. That subsidiary was ultimately acquired by a SPAC, Specified Purpose Acquisition Corporation. And the reason we did this is we knew that the SPAC would not have any cash in it. But what we wanted was the NASDAQ listing, because the NASDAQ listing will allow us to raise funds very quickly. Ultimately, what we'll be looking at, and it'll take some time, but ultimately, we'll be looking at how to distribute the shares of the SPAC into the Sidus or Sidus Oncology Inc. Actually, it's no longer a SPAC, it's been de-SPAC. But how to dividend those shares out to the Sidus shareholders, that's something that we'll be speaking about in the future. Also the benefit of this of CTOR to the company is we own 90% of it. So the financial results of CTOR, as it starts to get revenue, and I should highlight again for everybody, we're moving from being a pre-revenue company to a revenue company. So we'll be consolidating the results of CTOR with the CTXR, with Sidus Pharmaceuticals. And that will be beneficial to the company. Also, certain operating expenses will now be assumed by Sidus Oncology Inc. because we have a management services agreement in place with CTOR on that. There's financial benefits ultimately that will accrue to Sidus Pharmaceuticals as a result of what we're doing here. And then, most importantly, is it's expensive to launch a drug in this market, even though this one, it's a small market. It's not going to require a large sales force, but it does take a sizable amount of funds. And so with that, those funds are going to be raised at the CTOR level. And that's how pretty much everything is going to work.
Okay. And we're almost at time, so maybe just a couple of questions. So, with CTOR, you're still, also committed to maintaining the CTXR listing. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, so both companies will exist side by side. That's true.
Okay.
So, but there's no changes there in terms of that. Investors can evaluate both companies, look at either one, and decide, make a decision about which one suits their investing objectives.
Okay, noted. And maybe last question, just to, zoom out and sum up the value proposition for folks who may be looking across oncology or, across an infection.
Right. I think in both cases here, we have a significantly undervalued situation, especially with Sidus Pharmaceuticals. You have a company with an approval and a late-stage drug right behind it. And you have management that's put its own money more than any other management team probably across the horizon here. So I think those are important factors for investors to consider as they make their decisions about where to invest their funds.
Great. Well, with that, we're at time. So I'd like to thank you very much for sharing the story with us, and also thank everybody listening for spending time with us today.
And I thank everybody also for taking the time to be with us. Once again, thank you very much.
Thank you.